Page 35. Number 11. Rachel and Mr. Blake are having a discussion about the architectural plans for the house.
Here's the first floor,
he said.
That's where they keep the cars, as you know. And here's floor number two, which is going to be the children's playroom with a full-size bowling alley. Underneath that is the cinema, then the gymnasium. And then we have the pièce de résistance, the swimming pool, which is going to take up the next three floors.
Three floors? Why three?
Because she wants a diving board, a high one, and palm trees. Palm trees!
He began to laugh, almost hysterical.
We're going to have to get palm trees in there.
Soon he started shaking again, but with a few more sips of tea, he managed to compose himself and then pointed at the next level.
So now we're down to level 8, which is the wine cellar. Temperature controlled, of course. Level 9 is the vault, a secure vault. You're going to need to take a special lift to get to that one. The normal lift won't be stopping there. Level 10, well, lucky you. That's where you lot are going to be living. That's the staff quarters.
You mean we won't be living in the house anymore?
Not above ground, no. You'd better forget about natural daylight because you won't be seeing much of that when this job's finished.
OK, said Rachel. And what about this one? She pointed at the lowest level on the drawing. Number 11. What's going there?
Number 11?
He laughed.
That's the one she told me about this morning. Number 11 is new. She's only just asked for it.
So, what's it for?
Nothing. She can't think of anything that she wants it for.
Rachel frowned. So why are you digging it? Why does she want it?
She wants it,
said Mr. Blake,
because she can have it, because she can afford it, and because, I don't know, because no one else has an 11th floor in their basement. Or she's just heard about somebody who has 10 and she wants to go one better. Who knows? She's mad.
Jonathan Coe, number 11, 2015.